It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. Next week is Thanksgiving, so that means we're moving you up.
That's Linda, right.
Linda Franzen joins us with the Cottonwood County Historical Society.
Good morning.
It's that time of year.
It is. It is. Yes, I'm here a week early, and it just doesn't quite seem right.
It is, but it actually is a good thing, because next week is a very big week at Historical Society.
It is. Yes, we have today. We still have in the Remick Gallery Artistic Journey, and it'll be up. Actually, she's not going to take down till, I think we set 2 o'clock tomorrow, so you still have a little time to come see Julia Bonneville's show, Artistic Journey. And I think, as I've said, her show is wonderful. Over 50 works. It includes oil paintings, abstract acrylics, quilts, and Norwegian rose mauling. So there is wonderful things to see, and so stop in if you have a chance.
Something for everybody.
Exactly.
No matter what your passion
is. Right, that's right.
But you need to get in there, because really, today and tomorrow morning.
That's right, essentially. Then she starts taking down tomorrow afternoon.
And why does it need to be taken down so early?
Well, next week it's the Festival of Trees set up. So those people that have called and signed up so far, we have 16 trees. And we have room for a few more. If anybody is on the fence, give me a call. We'll make room for you. And so, like I said, the setup is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, with the show opening on Monday, December 1st, going through the 23rd of December. So we always love the Festival of Trees. We encourage you to come in sometime during that month of December and vote for your favorite. And we will be open Christmas by candlelight on the 11th in the evening. So there is an evening time, too, that you can come and see the Festival of Trees.
You know, that evening is an evening that if you are struggling getting in the Christmas spirit, you come downtown and then you come over and you look at all the trees and you just can't help but feel Christmas.
That's true. That's true.
So it is a great, and it's you turn the corner into the gallery and you just see Christmas when you walk in.
It's beautiful.
It really is neat.
Yes. Every year we say, oh, this is the best year yet. So hopefully we can say that this year as well.
Absolutely. Now, there is still time if you haven't entered the tree, right?
Yep. They have till tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep.
And they just need to call you.
Call the museum. Yes.
Very good. And we're looking forward to a good holiday season.
We are. We are. I should say also about the 11th of December, the women of today will be in our meeting room. They will have Mrs. Claus there, so the children can meet her. And I'm sure they'll have some activities that the children can participate in.
And that's on the 11th.
The 11th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, I know we don't want to talk too far ahead, but after the Christmas trees come down, then you have a new art show.
That's correct. And it's always one that we rely on participation from people in the community. It's our Give It Your Best Shot. And this year the theme is Cottonwood County from a Bird's Eye View. So it's one you're going to have to think a little bit about, be creative. And those pictures will be due on the 15th of January, with the opening on January 18th. So think carefully, and the only requirement is that the picture has to be taken in Cottonwood County.
All right. And then if you're going to bring a picture size-wise?
It's 8 by 10.
Okay.
And no framing, no matting. We have poster boards that we slip them into, and so that they're all uniform looking. So, again, it's always a favorite show of mine, just because it kind of shows Cottonwood County right here and now and present. So it's kind of fun.
And this time it's going to show it from a
bird's eye view. That's right.
Very good. All right. What else do we need to mention today?
I think that should do it. Again, if you're looking for unique gifts, we do have a small gift shop at the museum. Stop in and check out our local books, state books, local kind of mementos of the county. And we have some really unique things. So stop in.
Some great gift ideas.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Linda, thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Linda Franzen with the Cottonwood County Historical Society on KDOM. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning.
KDOM, 103.1 FM and 1580 AM.